excited, buddy. I just got off Amazon, and I'm probably about to go order a dub off Amazon. It's going to get here to my house by 9 o'clock tonight. That's how fast it is.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Jameis Winston leading Nebraska to a victory over the Steelers yesterday, 24-19. And there's a lot of sound from Jameis that we'll get into, man. He's having the time of his life in Cleveland. He ordered something. He was at a drive-thru like a month ago at this famous, I guess, fast food restaurant or something in Cleveland. He's like, oh, I got to try that. Oh, we got to try the slurping. And like, they bring the food to your car or something. It's Jameis is an all-timer, man. All-timer for many reasons.
He just makes me smile. There's just something about watching him where, and I felt this way about Baker this year, where there's an appreciation for just being on the field, you know, and there's something that's childlike about it that I truly enjoy.
Nah, it's pretty cool here. Don't forget to tune in to Warriors Live today, presented by Xfinity. Stream sports from the best seat in the house with Xfinity. Bring on the good stuff. All right, let's go behind enemy lines. Go ahead and hit that intro.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, we'll get into it in just a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. See, the guy's been getting on me. my boys are slipping over here. Slump is always getting on me. Play the enemy lines. Intro. Play it.
I'll take the L. You know
take
what? I will be like Jameis. You know what? It's on me. All right. It's on me. Or was Russ last night, I guess.
Or is it on Antonio Pierce?
Oof. Or is it on Mike Tomlin for not using his timeouts correctly?
Yeah, that was a little weird. All right, let's go up to Green Bay, Wisconsin. We either go to Doug Russell or we go to Bill Schmidt. And I love Bill Schmidt, 97.3 The Fan in Milwaukee. No BS with Billy and Sarian. And the Packers postgame host, of course. He knows everything Green Bay. And I just saw Bill, and good morning to you, man. Welcome back to the Morning Roast here, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. I saw that Jair Alexander's dealing with a serious, serious injury. So I'm not going to be mad about not seeing number 23 out there on the field Sunday.
Yeah, if we don't have 23, it'll be okay if you guys don't have 13. Thanks for having me, guys. I thought the dead intro was just going to be one of the cavalcade of calls over the last 15 years where your favorite team has beaten mine, and that's why we got called up. But no, it's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood. Jair Alexander, it is an issue. And Bonte, he went down like one of the last plays of the Jacksonville game. Really weird. Comeback is on for the Jags, and Evan Engram skies over three Packer defenders, and Jair doesn't really go up for the ball, sees limping off to the sideline, and we find out yesterday from our guy Matt Schneidman, who is on our show every day, that it's a slight, partially torn PCL. Sounds like he's going to continue to work through it. They're not putting him on IR at the moment, and it becomes a time when he's their best cover guy. They've put a lot more on their corners in this new defense led by Jeff Hafley that it's a tough miss and one that they're going to have to find somebody playing some of their better ball in the second half of the season to be able to make up for his loss.
You referenced Brock Purdy, and obviously you guys got a firsthand look at him last year in the playoff game, and at times Jordan Love was outplaying him. But you look up, and the Niners found a way to win that game. Do you want Brock Purdy to play in this game or not?
No, I don't. And Joe, it's weird. Maybe I just like to be contrarian, but I've been like completely against what most national people have talked about with Brock Purdy. Last year, everybody is glazing my man. He's everybody's favorite thing, greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm looking around. I'm like, he's throwing to absolute Avengers out here. Like, Deebo Samuel is breaking any tackle and everyone possible. Brandon Ayuk is looking like one of the best receivers out of that draft class, which features the best receiver in football, Justin Jefferson. And obviously, Kittle was doing his thing, and McCaffrey was the best player in football. And I'm like, he's just driving the greatest car around. Damn near a Tesla. He can have the hands off the wheel. He just can't mess it up. And in the Browns game that you guys lost last year, I thought he played one of the better games where he had to grind it out, didn't have his guys, and put his team in position. They ultimately lose the game. And you mentioned the NFC divisional round game. I thought Jordan did outplay him for three quarters. However, the fourth quarter, Jordan threw one of his two picks in the second half, a really, really costly one and a bad throw. And Brock made a couple of big-time throws, especially on third down, to put them in position. The guy can win. He's a little bit Midwest tough. I know he's a California guy, but he's Midwest tough, trained over at Iowa State. So I'd prefer to see Brandon Allen than Brock Purdy this week. But one of the only wins that we have against you guys over the last decade is when it was the 29ers on Thursday Night Football.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't apologize for that. So if it's Brandon Allen, it'll be all good in the neighborhood at Lambeau Field.
We call that the Richie James Jr. game, the COVID game. I actually intended that one. It was embarrassing. There was nobody. It was such a weird season. Bad. It was so bad. It's like you're just hearing coaches scream, get down, get down, get out of bounds. Anyway, we're talking to Bill Schmidt. He knows everything about the Packers, man, here on the River Islands guest line. You brought up Brock Purdy and, you know, I wonder about this because I took a lot of heat out here, Bill, because during that playoff game or during that week in the playoffs, I said, boy, I think I may rather have Jordan Love moving forward than Brock Purdy.
You said it with your chest.
I did. I like Jordan Love a lot. But you guys didn't give him the 4-year, $220 million contract, and he struggled staying on the field with various injuries. Would you feel comfortable as a Green Bay Packer fan if Brock Purdy was in the same situation as Jordan Love, and you guys had to pay Brock Purdy 4 years, $220 million. How'd you feel about that, Bill?
No, I would not feel comfortable with it, Ponte. And I'm with you. I think, like I said, I think Purdy can play. I don't know that I'm ready to give him $55, $60 million. Now, the difficult thing is you kind of have to do that in today's climate until somebody doesn't, right? And until somebody doesn't say, you know what, I'm not going to hamstring the organization. I think I can feed my family at $35 million, right? Like, maybe if that happens, something gets broken. We don't live in a utopia, so it ain't happening right now. But Love, I think, has shown a higher-end potential of a win because of trait that we saw a little bit in the back half of last year. And some of the superhuman moves and throws that you see guys win, like a Josh Allen, a Patrick Mahomes, what he needs to do is be able to rein in some of the decision-making, which I think Brock Purdy is excellent at. And one of the things that Jordan has struggled with this year, right, I mean, he's missed 2.5 games, leads the league in picks. However, he's up there in touchdowns as well. And last week, people around here were saying, well, I mean, Caleb Williams threw no interceptions. He may have had a better game. He had more passing yards. Well, somebody got into the end zone. So I think there's a risk for the biscuit. Jordan absolutely finds some biscuits.
Yeah.
He's going to burn a couple, no doubt about it. And you saw that last week with the bad throw to Tucker Kraft. But it was the healthiest, most mobile, most confident he's looked last week at Chicago. And even though he only threw it 17 times, I thought it was his best game of the year. So it's right in line when he really surged a year ago. And him getting healthy right now has people believing that one of those runs might be in him again.
Yeah, it's a trip. Like when I watch him, because he's my fantasy quarterback, and he's got like the Aaron Rodgers mannerisms, but the gunslinging Favre kind of mentality. He's a trip to watch. I'm looking at Eberflus. I'm looking at LaFleur, excuse me. He's an interesting guy. Bonte and I were talking about this. Like, I was really down on him the last couple of years, especially it seemed like anytime the Niners played him in the playoffs, they just wilt, you know, even though they had the better team. And this last year, doing it with Jordan Love and to come into to Levi's the way that they did, and then obviously very impressive to find this defensive coordinator and to do with all these young players on both sides of the ball. I'm very high on him. How does Green Bay look at Matt LaFleur right now?
Well, right now, Joe, it's all very, very positive. And you mentioned it of how they completely shifted. In 21, when the Niners come in, win, not scoring an offensive touchdown, and at that point the Packers were the best team in football, I thought, and then they weren't because they couldn't move the ball after the first two drives. There was a flip, a real paradigm shift. The year after, it's Rodgers' last year. They kind of told him going into the year, like, brother, we're not going to have all your friends here. Like, it's going to be a younger team. We're going to get some young pieces. And it kind of starts to turn. 23, they doubled down. And then this year, after going to the playoffs and having some success, man, they tripled down. They just kept grabbing the stacks of chips that they're winning, putting it on the stack and saying, deal it up again. And they're the youngest team in football again by their own doing, by their want to. And a lot of it is they feel like they can generate a lot of competition at a lot of spots with dudes that aren't paid and guys that are still trying to make their name and make their way in the NFL. It's a lot of Matt LaFleur, absolutely, with the way that he's coached. A lot of Brian Gutekunst as well, finding guys that he wants to pick in the way he wants to pick it. And fellas, you know this as well as anybody. You need a stable organization to be able to do that, right? You need somebody to have some patience. And these are two organizations that have patience, and you see why, because they win. And ultimately, it's one of the reasons why you're able to change the way you're doing things in the NFL in the same spot if you have an organization that trusts you and gives you a little bit of rope.
Bill, before we let you go, how much has that divisional round game from a season ago been discussed this week in Green Bay? Because we all know it down here in the Bay Area, the Niners stole one. They got outplayed for the first three quarters. And during that game, I even texted the thread, man, I think Kirk Cousins might be back in play because Brock Purdy was looking very, very suspect. How much has that been discussed this week? And how far away do you guys believe you're from Detroit? The Lions, obviously, there in the NFC North. And you guys did beat them last Thanksgiving to take a tour about Thanksgiving Day. How far away do you think? So a little two-part question here. How much discussion about last season's playoff game? And then how far are you guys away from Detroit?
Oh, they're both good questions. For first, let's go with last year. There's been a decent amount of it discussed because the Niners are the team that has, you know, been the Bowser for the Packers to get past wherever they've wanted to go, whether it's the Super Bowl in 19 when we knew we had no chance and didn't realize that Raheem Mostert was going to do that to it. Didn't realize it was going to feel like that, like it was going to be that bad, that painful, that horrible. But then 21, that was the surprise on our side, right? So last year, there was a lot of doubt. There was a lot of skepticism. However, the way the team dismantled Dallas, there was a little bit of confidence. There's a lot of fans that think and know the Niners were ripe for the getting last year, and maybe that was their best chance to get. But to be honest with you guys, there's a new feeling of this year's squad and a lot that people don't want to necessarily talk about last year because we don't necessarily know how similar it is. Now, McCaffrey looks fantastic the last couple of games. You guys can tell me that if it's just us watching on Red Zone. But he looks like Christian McCaffrey is back. And that was the most dangerous piece,
Bill,
a year ago, Bill, going into that game was him running.
I got to cut you off. We both shaking our heads. McCaffrey don't look like McCaffrey.
Yeah, he don't have the same burst. Like, he has a couple of jukes here and there. Like, I'm going to be honest, I've been kind of underwhelmed with CMC because he was so good last year. He's not even close. Like, to me, it's just not. Yeah, and Mason might be running a little better right now, which is wild to say.
Wow.
And he's not touching it much.
How wide is that gap between you guys and Detroit? Or is there a gap at all?
It's about as big as a smile on my face after hearing you guys say that about Christian McCaffrey. Detroit's really good. No doubt about it. I think they're the best team in football. I don't think the Packers are that far off.
Right.
They played a horrendous game when these two teams met at Lambeau a couple of weeks ago. And similar to last year, bad taste in the Packers' mouth for how they performed at home. I expect a really, really fun game a week from Thursday on Thursday Night Football for what really could lock up damn near the one seed for Detroit if they beat the Packers at home. If the Packers go into the Motor City and for the second straight year shock the Lions, it's game on in this division and it's game on in the conference.
Man, we can't wait for that, man. Niners, Packers, Lambeau Field, and never gets old. Not sure if Brock Purdy's going to play. It's a big practice for him today, whether or not he throws a football on the field with the shoulder injury. But the Niners, desperate for a victory. Packers rolling right now at 7-3. And, Bill, whenever we talk Packers, whenever we talk football up there in the Midwest, we got to talk to you, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Keep up the great work up there in Milwaukee.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate you, boys. We'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Bill Schmidt, man, one of the best in the business up there in Milwaukee. 97.3, the Fan. We'll respond to him on the other side. Packers postgame host as well. A lot to get into here on the Morning Roast on the Football Friday. We got the Dubs at the Smoothie King Center today against the New Orleans Pelicans for the Emirates NBA Cup game. Warriors trying to stay undefeated. How about those Lakers last night? AD hit a free throw. Wow. This is coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Acceptable.
Celebrating 60. 60-